This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Just one more from his wife's podcast.
You only... really love this podcast.
Well, no, because I wanted to see if they talked about the Giants. I stopped.
I was hoping they would.
They didn't. Ah. But one thing that was clear, you know when like you make life decisions? Be good if you and your wife were on the same page.
No, indeed.
Never.
It seemed like in this case, they're not, because he seems to surprise her when he references maybe 2026.
And hopefully, you know, we have a great season and get to figure it out again next year and continue to keep playing. We'll see.
Next year?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel pretty good right now.
Her face was like... What's this? Like next year? And then he's like, well, I feel like I'm still playing well. And yeah, we'll talk about next year next year. I think she thought this was it.
Well, wait a second. There were teams that were offering him 3 years.
I'm just telling you what.
No, I know. I'm not yelling at you. Maybe
in terms of dealing with the Rams again like this. I don't know. Because she made it very clear these 3 weeks were really difficult on them.
Huh.
On her anyway. Not so much him.
Well, because all the teams that were... fishing for him really put a big package on the table.
Yes. So, yeah. And she also said last week, all good with a new adventure. Remember we played that audio?
Yeah.
All right, let me play you Art one more time, then I'll give you the follow-up just to refresh your memory. This was the Art Stapleton clip on McAfee about Aaron Rodgers and the Giants.
From my understanding right now, and you guys may know better than me, that they are pretty significantly down a road where they are negotiating to the point where if Aaron Rodgers ends up as a Giant before the start of the league year next year, it would not be a shock to people in this area and at the Meadowlands.
And you asked if there was a follow-up, and there was.
So you're saying they're negotiating? Is that what you just said?
Well, from my understanding is that it has to be part of the negotiation, and I don't know how much Aaron can be involved in speaking with Giants brass, Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, but as far as Aaron's representatives, once the Jets made it clear, my understanding is that he can have his representatives talk to other teams.
So it's a lot of who knows, basically.
Yeah.
But there's something there. Smoke, fire.
And, Art would know for sure.
Yes. When do the Jets get him off the books? In June, right?
June, but, I mean, you could still, it's a June 1st designation. You could figure that whole thing out.
Yeah.
And just know that he's on the team. But
correct.
Yeah, I mean, negotiating, so he's negotiating with, I mean, the Giants are talking to Aaron's agent.
His agent, that's what it sounds like. 2 hours ago, you guys were talking about the crazy plane person.
Yeah. Naked plane woman on Southwest. Yeah.
So it...
You could take a juror.
Well, maybe, but I can't take this person. Okay. So this was... 8 years ago, this happened. Be very clear. But it made me think of, public transportation. And I think I found Al's hero.
All right.
You may remember this, you may not. So this was a subway rider, and she sees a male doing something to himself he shouldn't be doing while on the train.
Well, I think I've seen this.
She's not having it. You might have. Maybe you remember this too.
What the f- are you doing? You want to do that freaky f- do that f- off the mother f- train?
Okay. So then she would give him a solid warning.
Do it again, and I'm getting up out this chair, and I'm gonna bust your f- ass on this train. We understand each other? Do we understand each other? Do some freaky shit again, and I'm going
That's how you settle straight. We need more people like that.
I want to ride with this woman because I feel quite safe. Here she makes it very clear how unhappy she is with what she's seeing.
I'm in one of those moods. I will f*** you up on this train. You
hell yeah.
Me? I can't hear you. Do you f*** hear me? Now the next stop, you get the f*** up. You hear me? You get your ass the f*** up off this train with that freaky s***.
That's the New York I know.
Wow. And then here's the last one because he's not responding. So she gets louder and really shames this guy.
Do you understand me? I can't hear you. Say I understand you, miss. All right now. We got to understand it. Now, I've got your picture on here. Like I said, I don't give a if this ain't your stop. You get off this train with that freaky get up. Get the up.
I like it. That's a mama right there,
boy. That is amazing. Yes, she probably had her kids with her.
Yeah.
This guy's doing something he shouldn't be doing.
I think she explained what he was doing.
What's this?
I think you can read it.
Yeah, you can tell what he was doing.
Of course, I'm not going to say it, but like, holy cow. So I don't know why when you were talking about the bad behavior on the plane, I'm like, damn. That, I Googled
with that freaky-ish.
Right,
yeah, that was the best. I mean, to get someone who is obviously that mentally disturbed to be doing that, to like listen to your orders and pull up your pants and get off the train.
Well, that's the problem with social media. If you're like new to the city and you just, you know, especially if you have the Citizens app, you hear and see some of the most insane stuff. It makes you not want to leave your house.
I had to get Boomer to delete that Citizens app.
Citizens app makes you it turns you into Batman.
Oh, I mean, but he would, every break, he'd be like stabbing, shooting. Oh, fire department called. Like, that could be anything.
And that was the time on the air.
Really?
Can you just please?
Citizens app will have you like locked in your apartment.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah, because you don't want, I mean.
Like 3-0 kick down a flight of steps around the corner from my house. What?
Yankees, Blue Jays tonight. The Mets play as well against the Nationals, Devils, and Jets tonight, too.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.